this Kati inspiration. When you look up the word God in a Western dictionary, you will find definitions like the supreme controller, omnipotent, omnipresent, omnipowerful, omniscient, and so on. But in Vrindavan, the concept of Krishna is a little different. There is a very interesting custom in these Vrindavan theater plays, which you will find being performed before temples, on theater mandaps, and so on. Before anything starts, musicians are ready to play, the actors are behind the curtain. But before anything starts, the Krishna character steps before the curtain and sings a song that usually brings shouts of ah and oh about in the audience. This is what Krishna sings. I'm under the control of my dear devotees. He's not the supreme controller, he's controlled. Throughout the day and night, I keep those devotees in my heart. Not for a moment or for the duration of the blinking of an eye do I ever forget them. I find no peace by staying in the Vaikuntha planets, nor in the meditation of the yogis. I find pleasure only where my devotees stay and sing about me. I disguise myself even according to the desire of my devotees and appear in particular forms be with them. Yes, the Supreme Lord comes under the control of the devotees. This explains also why, when we try to come close to him, we must be careful to not hurt any living entity, particularly and especially we must be careful in regards to devotees. There was this great mystic in the past, Durvasa Muni, who had made a terrible offense against a great devotee, and he understood his mistake and prayed to the Lord. Something very beautiful, which may also be a solution for those who have no taste in their spiritual life due to the reactions of offenses. This is what he said. O my Lord, O Supreme Controller, without knowledge of your unlimited prowess, I have offended your most dear devotee. Very kindly save me from the reaction of this offense. You can do everything, for even if a person is fit for going to hell, you can deliver them simply by awakening within their heart the holy name of your Lordship. Yes, he addressed the Lord as a supreme controller. And what did the Lord say? He said, it's not within my control to pardon your offense against my devotee. You must go to him only and ask him for forgiveness. Then my forgiveness will follow his forgiveness. So I'm thinking Krishna likes his devotees so much. That makes one hesitate when one is in Vrindavan to even hurt a mosquito If it happens, then the most effective solution is to go and get this out of the way by talking with the devotee and sincerely regretting that one's vision has fallen from the spiritual to the material level, and therefore one has seen things wrongly. Wishing you all the best, lots of spiritual strength, and see you for more.